Nick, how do you feel about your status now? You know, you've been, the coaches said you're number two now at defensive. How do you feel about that? How did you get there, and what do you intend to do?
Really, what I plan on doing, just continue to get better as a player, help this team win, you know, and just go out there and play my balls off. Things happen. Right now, it happened to me. I just got to go move forward and just, you know what I'm saying, just keep pushing forward. Yep.
Who have you been leaning on, Nick? Is there anybody you've been talking to for advice on how to handle it?
Really, all the D-line. They got my back. You know, like, we one group. We all one group. You feel me? Like, start a series, they go six plays, I'm out there, you know? So it's really not one starter, you know what I'm saying? So that's how we look at it as a D-line. Like, if they go more than eight plays, the second team is going out there. So that's first series, you know what I'm saying? So that's how we look at it. Feels great coming from him.
Right. But you feel he got something to live up to when someone says something like that? Is that a success?
So, you know, he's my kind of player. You know, we out there together. We busting our butts. We getting after it. You know, he's on the other side. I'm on the side. We busting it.
How does that happen when you're practicing regularly?
Really can't tell you. I don't know. Just eating, you know. Probably that's it, for real.
So what are you now? What do you weigh right now?
And I'm at a 15.
And that's down from a couple or last week?
No, that's where I've been.
Yep. What's the ideal weight for you?
Yes, yes I do.
What's the ideal weight for you now?
305. Five,
so
yeah.
That's where you were when you came in.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. But you know, things got out of control. Like, just basically, I would say my eating habits got out of the way, you know, within these past 2 weeks. That's all.
Nick, isn't this still a work in progress? I mean, it's still the preseason. I mean, uh-huh. We're not even at the regular season yet. Is that how you look at it?
I wouldn't say that's how I'm looking at it, but you know, like you said, it's preseason. You know, this is the point in the season where you iron out your kinks, and you know that's when you get on the same page with your teammates, and that's how I was looking at it. Yes.
Nick, how would you assess your snaps that you've taken in the first two games overall? When you look back at it, would you like to say that there's room for improvement, or are you happy with where you are?
Of course, as always. I can play a Pro Bowl game and still room for improvement. Yep.
Was losing your starting job a wake up call for you?
I would say it was. Yeah, yeah.
Terrell Austin said that he likes Jason Jones playing on the interior and third downs because he's one of the four best pass rushers.
Yes.
Do you take that as a shot if you're not among the four best pass rushers?
Not at all. Not at all. I feel like everybody on this D-line from the top to the bottom can pass rush, no matter who you are.
Were you disappointed when they with CJ ahead of you, though? It looked like you took it a little bit harder.
No, not at all. I'm a teammate. I'm here to help this team win, and I'm trying to be the best teammate I can.
A couple more for Nick.
In the offseason with them not picking up the option.
Say it again.
So with this demotion on what happened in the offseason, what do you think this leaves for you in the future in Detroit?
What it means? I can't tell you, to be honest. I really can't tell you what it means.
Has it changed your thoughts on what you hope happens?
No, I want to be here. Here. I want to stay here in Detroit.
Do you plan to be the starter by the regular season?
My plans? Yes.
You one said, more question.
You said you do plan on being the starter?
My plans? Yes.
What do you do to get there?
Huh?
What do you do to
just
get there?
Continue to buzz my butt.
What has Terrell Austin told you that he'd like to see you do differently, things he wants to see you improve on?
Well, basically, we sat down and we just came to agreement that me and him, we just basically, I just got to play consistent, you know. Nick, and I said that to you guys in OTAs. That's just something I got to do this season.
Nick, a lot of guys can handle this differently, but uh-huh. Does this show maybe some increased maturity on your end as well, knowing that it's maybe a learning and growing uh-huh. process?
I would say so, yeah. Being able to, like I said, when it happened, I sat down and talked to all the D-line, and they got my back, and they know I got their back. We're one group, like I said, and we're going to go out here this Friday, go against the Jaguars, and see what we can do.